recording. All right, we have started our podcast. Connor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, maybe that'll work a little better this time. If I start cutting out, let me know, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
All right, I'll just send you a little chat.
A little chat message. All right, guys. So hey, this is going to be our gaming podcast. It's the very first one. I am Cope, joined by Connor Condor. So, yeah, we're trying a new blog or a new podcast thing. So bear with us for a second. The title for this is it's a working title. So it's a work in progress. We don't exactly know yet. If anyone has any ideas, let us know. But pretty much what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about what we've been playing on our gaming systems, any big news coming up, and kind of just that. So right off the bat, we have a segment, you could call it, and it's called What Are We Playing? So, Connor, what are you currently playing?
Lately, I've got the baseball itch a little bit. It usually happens about this time of year, which makes sense. So I've got queued up MLB 14, the show on PS4. I realize that is very old, but I don't follow baseball. I don't follow it enough to care about, you know, getting the current rosters or anything like that. So I've just been rolling with 14 for the last couple of years now. What about yourself?
I was currently playing the Gears of War 4 beta over the weekend. I was a huge Gears of War guy on the 360, and I love that they've re-released it for the Xbox One, the Ultimate Edition and such. So that's been what I'm playing. Throwing it back to a little GTA 5 to just kind of cruise around town and do what I want on there, because that's always a very replayable game. So
absolutely.
And some NBA 2K to get my sports itch in.
There you go. What did they have on the Gears beta? Did they have the what did they call it? The dodgeball mode.
They did, and I did not play it, regrettably.
Ugh. I watched some streamers playing that, and it looked so fun.
What was it?
So you start. I think it was 5-on-5 you start, and if you get killed, you're out. But then if somebody on your team kills somebody, you come back in.
Ooh, so literally just like dodgeball.
Literally just like dodgeball. Yep. And it got crazy. There were a couple matches that I watched where it was down to like 5 on one team and 1 on the other, and the guy that was one found somebody off on their own, killed them. So now it's 2-on-4, and then they worked it back and eventually ended up winning. It was really cool to watch, you know, something you don't see. I haven't seen anything like that in other games. So I thought that was really cool.
That is really good. The things that always, kept me coming back for Gears was, the awesome campaigns, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to do next for that.
I am too. I mean, you're well aware, you know, growing up in the country, the internet connection is not always stellar. So there's always a special place in my heart for a good campaign, and Gears always delivered, whether it was the first three or even Judgment. I don't know if you ever played that one, but the campaign
I messed around with it.
So I'm as far as like games that I'm looking forward to this coming fall, it's pretty much Gears is one, and then everything else follows in after that.
Yeah, that's the same for me. It always seems to see that September through November is really when I spend my money on games. That's like the window.
Yeah, this May is going to be nasty for me.
What comes out?
Doom. I'm really, really excited for Doom. I played the beta a couple times. They had a closed beta like a month ago, and then just a weekend or two ago, they hit an open beta for the multiplayer, and it was really fun. But
You mean you play Doom for the, for at least for me, the campaigns have always been really good. So I'm really excited for that. And then, oh, what else? Homefront, The Revolution is in May. That one didn't, the original didn't get, it, I mean, not many people played it. And the new one is a totally new developer. I don't even think it's like in the same, like it's an alternate history, but it's a different one than the first game used. So I'm excited to see what their take on it is. And it's like a, to me, it sounds like a Grand Theft Auto style. I mean, not Grand Theft Auto, but it's an open world game where you're just, you know, trying to kick North Korea out of Philadelphia. So that doesn't sound so bad to me.
No, that actually sounds really interesting. Okay. You're a PS4 man, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep. I've had one. Okay. Had one for a couple years.
Yeah. What's the update here with Sony announcing that they're going to have like a PlayStation 4.5 or whatever they're doing now?
So Sony decided that they wanted to give a huge dick punch to everybody that bought a PS4 early. And they're going to make it there. And it, this is, you know, this is all off the leaks and the speculation. And if this is all true, the new PlayStation, there'll be a new PlayStation 4 that comes out in ideally sometime in the fall. I would guess.
It'd be the holiday season.
Yeah. Well, I think, and I've listened to people that are much smarter than me in the gaming industry, and they seem to think that the new PlayStation will be, it'll be for the VR stuff that's coming out. Because the only issue with PlayStation's VR unit is that it's not going to look quite as nice as the Oculus or the Vive. So my guess is that this new PlayStation is going to sort of ramp up the ability to have, you know, some better visuals on their own VR unit, which is fine. And that's, you know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But if you bought a PS4, you know, a month ago, even, you know, what they're talking, that there's a chance that this thing is going to cost the same as, it's going to cost $400, which is what I paid for my PS4 spring of 2014, I would have bought it. So, you know, if you're telling me that my PS4 is only good for 2 years and now there's going to be something better, that's BS to me. I mean, it just doesn't seem.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And people, the apologists make the argument that, well, you get a new phone every 18 months. Why can't you get a new PlayStation every 18 months?
Because the phones update every year.
Phones have way, way more utility than a gaming console does. And we've been getting a new phone every 18 months since we started getting phones. Like if you look at the old PlayStations or like the NES, like the NES was around for like 10 years and the PS3 was around for 6 or 7. And now apparently we're expected to just, yeah, we're going to shell over $400 more now in 2.5 years. That's just a really strange, it's a really strange move to make for Sony when they're absolutely killing it right now. I mean, they're outselling Xbox by a mile, and they're outpacing, the PS4 is outpacing the PS2. The PS2 sold 150 million units. So it's just a really odd decision that their PR people, they're going to have to spin it in just a perfect way to not piss people off. And they haven't done a great job so far. But granted, it's at this point, it's, you know, it's all leaks and speculation. So how do you, you know, it's hard to ask them to just come out and say, yep, this is what it is. This is why you need it. This is why you don't. And that what's even more odd to me than, you know, how it frustrates me that I might have to, I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but there's going to be a bunch of people that will, is that they're making it so that every single PlayStation 4 game that comes out starting in October will have to have two different versions that run on the original PlayStation 4 and the 4.5.
Sounds ugly.
That's going to be a huge, huge pain in the ass for developers. And I mean, you've seen, we've all seen games in the last year that, or the last couple of years, that have come out and they've been just broken. Like Assassin's Creed was broken. Master Chief Collection,
Division.
Broken. Division, broken. And they're, now you're going to say, yep, why don't you make it run perfectly on two versions now? How's that sound?
Doesn't sound great. Yeah, straight up. I don't. I'm an Xbox guy. I did have a PS2, as did everyone.
Yeah, as did 150 million other people.
But I switched over to the 360, and I do really enjoy my Xbox One. If I was a Sony guy, yeah, I'd be pretty irked at this. I understand the reasoning behind it, but
yeah.
Well, there's got to be some happy medium.
Yeah. Well, and they're, you know, in a way, you know, if it all pans out for them, and this is my ultimate hope, is that they're doing this, and so they make this PlayStation 4.5 Neo, I think is what they're calling it, or what the leaks have called it. If they make this thing and they knock the PS4 down to, like, you know, 250, or like if they just tank the price on the regular PS4, that's about the only way that they're not gonna piss people off. So
that that would work.
And it's possible, because they're crazy profitable, and if they knocked it down to 200, they would sell so much software that, I mean, it would just would be the only way that it would work, is if they knocked the price way, way down. And they relied on selling software. But I mean, Sony's been making mostly good decisions as of late, so hopefully they can spin this positively somehow.
So that's interesting news from the PS4 front. Next we're gonna start a thing called Bargain Bin, where someone who's trying to stretch a dollar, maybe started a new game, we're gonna highlight one here and there. And Condor, I hear you have one up here.
So this week it's a very easy one. If you've got an Xbox One, Sunset Overdrive is free right now. It is $0 American. And being that we are a largely sports website, I would imagine most of you that will be listening to this, you probably play mostly sports games, with, you know, the Call of Duties and the Halos and the Assassin's Creeds mixed in, you know, with the giant marketing budgets and the, you know, understandable. I would really, really encourage you to give Sunset Overdrive a try. Cope, have you given it a shot yet? You said you've tried it for an hour or two.
Yeah, no, the whole free 99 thing kind of was the sticking point for me. And I was like, well, I better. From what I recall, it was like the game of the year in 2014. So I remember my old college roommate had one. So, and it looked pretty fun. So I downloaded it. We got about an hour and a half play on it. And it's got a real fun feel to it. It's not grounded in reality, to say.
Doesn't take itself too seriously.
No, it doesn't, and that's what makes it so fun. But you can give a better background to the game. You want to give, like, a, for the guys who don't know, like, a little brief synopsis.
Yeah, the elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can do. So Sunset Overdrive is, it's a somewhat pretty much open world game where you are, man, the elevator pitch for this game is hard, but it would almost
that's
be
why I'm having you do it.
Yeah, it's a hard elevator pitch, and I think I even remember watching interviews when this game was coming out initially in 2014, where the people who made the game had trouble with the elevator pitch for this game. So
you know what?
It's not just me.
It reminds me a lot of Dead Rising 3 that doesn't yes. take itself so seriously.
Yes. Yeah. It's if you played Dead Rising, think of it like that, except for you know, instead of making, you know, ridiculous guns out of
blowtorches and manhole covers.
Yeah, and you know, and like horse heads and stuff like that. Some of your guns in the game are a vinyl record shooter, a bowling ball launcher. There's one called a TN. I think it's a TN Teddy. It's called. It shoots a teddy bear with a stick of dynamite strapped to it. So like that's
yeah, and the whole premise is like you can jump. It's almost like there's an anti like gravity's only like halfway.
Yeah, on this game. You don't want to stand still. You die.
No, you don't want to stand still. You can jump far. You can grind on television or cable wires to travel fast. And
yeah, it's all very movement.
And it is a zombie apocalypse type of game.
Kind of, yep. Maybe you haven't played enough to notice yet, but the writing is so good.
Yes. Yes, it's really funny, and it.
Yep.
You definitely don't want to skip over the cutscenes.
No, you absolutely don't. The writing is really good. The gameplay is really good, and that's ultimately gameplay is, you know, sort of trumps all. So it's fun to play. The writing's really good, and the premise of the game is really really original. There isn't much anything like it. I mean, obviously, since we're having such a hard time describing what it is, you know, maybe if you're not totally sold at the, you know, if you can't talk yourself into spending the time to click the download button for free, you know, maybe go and watch a couple of YouTube videos on it or a couple of streams or something to get yourself over the hump. But I would highly, highly recommend it.
I mean, it's free.
It's free. Yeah. Free. Zero American dollars. You're not out anything. I mean, the goal for Bargain Bin is going to be $10 or less. On various outlets, maybe it's Amazon, maybe it's use the GameStop, maybe it's the if you got a PS4, maybe the PlayStation Now service. Our goal here is to be crazy cheap, and if free is not cheap enough for you, then you know there's not much we can do for you.
Yeah, no, I'm probably gonna play it some more here, and I'm really looking forward to it, which is hard for me. I'm mostly a sports game guy, but that one caught my attention more than most. Some leakage today. The new Call of Duty, reportedly the title got released.
Yeah, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare is what they're going with, and I mean your guess is as good as mine. As far as what that could mean, I mean, initially, my initial thought, and this is, you know, I know nothing, but it would almost seem to me like Infinite would suggest time travel to me.
Interesting.
Now, and that's, you know, take that with a grain of salt. I'm not an insider, and I don't pretend to know anything. But that
you're not an insider.
That to me is what that would be indicative of. And they also in the article I found the article on IGN for the IGN articles where I saw it initially, and there's another rumor that the game is going to be unveiled next week. At some point. So And maybe we don't know now, but maybe by the end of next week we will.
Are you in the – and it could be timed. Who knows now? They got jetpacks in there. It kind of feels like Titanfall sometimes. And some people dig it, but I hate it. I cannot stand it. I'm an old Call of Duty guy. Give me the cool maps of back in the day. I so badly want them to remaster the older Call of Duties, kind of like what they did with Gears of War. Sure. And I think they would make like an absolute –
Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah, yes.
You are certainly not alone there. There's many, many, and it would sell. Like, they'd make a killing doing that. And I honestly don't know why they don't do it, because they could just give it to some other studio to port it. Like, you know, the Uncharted collection.
Yep.
They just sent that off to Blue Point Studios to just port it. Like, here you go. Here's our games. Make them run on PS4.
Yep. All you would have to do is make sure that you can't mod it as much as apparently they are now.
Oh yeah. I don't remember. It must have been a couple of years ago the last time I was on a server for Modern Warfare, but it was bonkers is what it was. I mean, you couldn't hardly. I mean, it was cool and kind of funny, but not something I would want to spend a significant amount of time doing.
Or you can, well, see, here's what they got to do, like the Master Chief Collection route, minus the whole it not working right away, but
that'd Halo be better did this. If it worked right away, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be much better. If they did that with Call of Duty for a couple of these, I'd buy it day one.
No, if they do Modern Warfare 1 and 2, and then if I had my way, they would roll World at War in there.
Ooh.
I'm a sucker for World War II games.
I'm waiting for them to go back to it.
It's this weird cycle. Like, you know, it seemed like it must have been 10 years ago that every shooter that came out was a World War II game. And then Modern Warfare comes out, and then for the next, you know, 8-10 years, nothing but either current shooters or future, you know, nothing. We're not going to touch World War II or any of the, you know, anything that's already happened. And I'm ready to go back. I'm ready for it. We haven't had a proper World War II game in a long time. And I'd like to see what somebody could do on the new consoles.
I completely agree. We didn't talk about this before, but what do you think about this Microsoft kind of saying, hey, Sony, why don't we – they kind of challenged Sony a little bit and saying, hey, you know, we're ready for cross-platform.
I think it's a fine idea. I would love to see that. It doesn't surprise me that Microsoft is the one that's here, Sony, come, we're ready, come play with us, when, you know, Sony's the one who's winning, quote unquote, this generation. I don't think that Sony will do this anytime soon, just because I don't see them doing anything that will sort of prop up the Xbox, if you know what I'm saying.
And no, I agree with that. I just thought it was a pretty good move by Microsoft to kind of like,
yep,
it was a good PR move.
Absolutely. I would imagine that Microsoft knew going in that this was going to get shot down immediately, but they, you know, they had the chance to be, you know, holding the olive branch. Like, here, we're on board for this.
It's kind of like the guy that knows he's going to lose and then gracefully bows out right before the results are told.
Well, right. Yeah. It's essentially that's essentially what it is. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if it'll ever really happen. Cause I mean,
Microsoft is doing it now with the PC.
They are. And that's, well, and that's cause,
but you know, that's a different story.
That's totally different with, you know, Microsoft and Windows, and there are Xbox people that are pissed off about that too, being that, you know, you're you spend money for an Xbox One with the idea that, you know, you're going to get these Xbox exclusives that are not going to be able to be played anywhere else.
Yep.
Except for, well, okay, now I guess if you own a PC, now you're going to be able to play some of them. I understand what Microsoft's trying to do. They want to. I think in the future you're going to see Microsoft, Xbox, like Windows, Xbox. It's you can already see it with the user interface on the Xbox. They're trying to merge those two products as much as they possibly can. And I think unfortunately it's going to be something that Xbox people are just going to have to deal with. But I think it'll be better for them eventually. There's got to be some cost synergies that they could get rid of there to make it, you know, to make their console cheaper and to make it, you know, get it to market easier. But that's probably a few years off yet.
I agree. Well, I think that we're just hitting under a half hour, so we're kind of hitting where we wanted to be. But I think that was a solid first episode.
Yeah, it was a good effort. I think it's worth trying again. We'll see what my mom thinks, because I'm sure.
Definitely. Hopefully, our parents like it, because that's our main audience right now.
That's at this point, I would think that would be most of our audience, but that's okay. You got to start somewhere to go somewhere.
That's right. All right. So until next time. Signing off for our work in progress title. Connor, thanks for hopping on.
Absolutely, Kelp. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. So that is it for this week.